My guest today is Victoria Butenko, who is the author of Green Smoothie Revolution, Raw Family, 12 Steps to Raw Foods, Raw Family Signature Dishes, and the award-winning book Green for Life, which has been translated into 25 languages. Due to ill health, the Butenko family, otherwise known as the Raw Family, embarked on a diet of raw foods back in 1994. The diet enabled them to heal their health problems. Nowadays, Victoria travels all over the world sharing her inspiring story and teaching classes on the raw food diet. Based on the latest scientific research, Victoria Butenko explains the numerous benefits of choosing a diet consisting of fresh foods and the importance of consuming large amounts of leafy greens. Victoria's most recent and powerful contribution is her research into the nutritional value of greens and the development of green smoothies, which have revolutionized the way people access health, regardless of their dietary and life or lifestyle choices. Victoria, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Oh, it's my pleasure to have you. As I said to you during the break, I'm a total fan of what you do. And one of the things I found really interesting is the story of how your family found its way into a raw food lifestyle. It's an amazing story, and it also affirms that nature naturally provides what our bodies need. Would you mind sharing with listeners your story of how your family found this lifestyle?
We now like to joke in my family that we were lucky, fortunate to get sick altogether in 1994. When we immigrated from Russia, somehow in the United States, we all gained weight and became, in about a year, very, very sick. And I developed arrhythmia, the disease that took my father's life, which is irregular heartbeat. And my husband developed hyperthyroidism and rheumatoid arthritis, very, very bad. Doctors told him that in 2 months, if he doesn't remove his thyroid, he will die. My son was diagnosed with diabetes, and my daughter developed asthma. And my oldest son, he was not fortunate to get illness, so he never became raw foodist. And because our bills were very, very high to doctors, and doctors didn't promise us any improvement, only further treatments such as pancreas, replacement of pancreas or hospitalization or surgeries, I decided to look for alternative ways. I asked doctors, is there any chance of curing diabetes without insulin? And doctors said, not even one out of a million. And in my heart, I felt like there is a chance, and I started to search for that. And I didn't even know what I was searching for. I was searching and searching and searching. And one day, I met the woman who I believe was the only raw foodist in the whole state of Colorado 17 years ago. And so she told me about raw food. And what she was telling made a lot more sense than what doctors were telling. And it took me several months to put our family together to actually go on a raw food diet. But as soon as we went on a diet on January 21st, 1994, we started to feel better within a matter of days. And I need to add that it was a combination of raw food diet and exercise. We started running. As a family, we were participating in races every weekend, and every day we were running about 2 to 4 miles every single day.
So it's a combination of diet and lifestyle changes.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. Many changes.
Yeah, absolutely. And how did you all take to the raw food change, to changing into raw foods?
Well, we changed overnight, and we became fanatical about being 100% raw because we thought if raw food is good, then we should go all the way. And it did change with, here's the saying on raw food, I don't recommend 100% raw food diet anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been on raw food 100% for 15 years.
Wow.
And in the last 2 years, we were slowly changing to 95% raw, 90% raw.
You sound just like me. Victoria, are you up to taking a call? Because we have a caller from California, Beverly.
Absolutely.
Yes, Beverly, are you there? Beverly? Hello, Beverly.
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, welcome to the show. You have a question for Victoria?
Yes, I would like to ask, this is the first time I found the network, so I'm not exactly sure what this was about, but my question is, does everything have to be raw, and do you eat any kind of meat or dairy at all?
Okay, can I answer?
Please, go ahead.
Yeah. I don't believe anymore that everything has to be raw. Originally, when I went on raw food diet, I was told, instructed by all the books that were written at that time about raw food, that we have to eat, our diet should consist of only fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, and they have to be raw.
Uh-huh.
And then in the course of our life, we noticed that we cannot really eat a lot of nuts and seeds. And there was one big piece that was missing in our diet, and that was greens. Because greens were erroneously placed in the category of vegetables, we thought, well, we don't like greens. We actually hate greens. We hated greens. So we would eat carrots instead. But as I understand now, it's not the same. So what we do now is we eat greens is our first and number one and most important food. Greens, lots of greens, and then ripe organic fruit. And I practically eat no nuts and seeds. My family eats very little bit of seeds. And now I also add a small amount of steamed or just not boiled, but I would put vegetables in a very small amount of water and just bring it to boil and turn off.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I add. And I don't add any oil except flaxseed oil to it.
Okay.
Okay. So
So in other words, she doesn't eat dairy or meat or anything like that.
I don't. I don't eat dairy and meat. But I don't say that everybody should not. I just came back from 4 months trip in Northern Europe and in India, Japan, in other countries, and in Finland, in Iceland, in Northern Russia, in Sweden. I met people who said they cannot live on the vegan diet because in December, for example, they only have 4 hours of light, and they either have to take supplements or eat fish or something else. And so, who am I to tell them they shouldn't eat meat? But I live in Southern Oregon where we have so much sun around the year that I don't feel need to eat animal food here.
I understand. Okay, thank you so very much.
You're welcome. And I also drink 1 quart or 2 quarts of green smoothie every single day.
1 quart of what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
It's a green smoothie.
Oh, green smoothie. Oh, okay.
Yes.
And Beverly, thanks for that. And if you keep listening in, we'll be talking about those green smoothies, but not till after the break, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Just very quickly, we've got a few minutes before the break, Victoria, but what were the most dramatic benefits that you found as a family when you did change to a raw food lifestyle?
I think the most dramatic benefit we had as a family when we changed to raw food diet is not even health, but the freedom that we felt. We discovered that our health depends on us. It doesn't depend on any outside people. That I'm the one who's supposed to take care of me, and I can do it. The discovery that human body is not our enemy, and the human body can take care of itself, was amazing, just amazing revelation. I think this is the most powerful. Since then, I never stopped researching. I continuously experiment. I began sleeping on a hard surface. I started to wear sandals around the year, cotton clothing. I started to swim in cold water and do many things that are different from the mainstream people that I belonged all my life. I think that's the most important. I've learned to think for myself, not to wait till others will tell me what to do. That, I think, is very valuable.
That's called empowerment, isn't it?
Yes.
And, you know, if you listen to the part of the first segment, I talked a lot about how we are being numbed down and dumbed down by a lot of the foods that are available and, of course, all the medications and so forth. And earlier you talked also about the importance of greens. Did you find that eating a lot of the raw foods helped you have more clarity in your thinking and feelings of increased energy and well-being?
Yes, absolutely. Raw food definitely helps in thinking, moving, exercise, and everything. It's the most optimal way for people. But we could make mistakes even with raw food, as I did. When I didn't eat greens, I was craving. I had cravings for missing ingredients, missing nutrients, and I misexplained them, misinterpreted them, as I thought I need more nuts because I didn't want to eat anything from outside of my diet. I didn't want to go on cooked food. I knew that raw food, the one who saved my family's lives. So I started to eat so many nuts that I started to become sick from that.
Yeah.
So everything has to be in certain balance. And there was simply not enough information 17 years ago. Lots of facts have been discovered only recently. For example, 17 years ago, we did not even hear the word antioxidants. It was only discovered in the 90s. And so many other things. We didn't know about essential fatty acids. We didn't know anything about healing powers of chlorophyll, just like basics.
Yeah, and you're one of the pioneers of this change in our thinking, in our awareness and our consciousness. But we're just about to go to the break, Victoria. But before we do, can you share with listeners your contact details? How can they find out more about you?
I have thousands of free pages on rawfamily.com.
Rawfamily.com, R-A-W, family.com. And we'll be back after the break with Victoria Butenko. And welcome back. And today's guest is Victoria Butenko, who's written, is an author of a number of books. But Victoria, your book, Green for Life, has been translated into 25 languages.
Yes.
It's an internationally accredited success. What prompted you to write this book?
Compassion. It's compassion to my family, to myself, to people who are suffering around the world. The message that I got, this result of research, that greens are essential part of human diet, as we cannot live without sunshine, we cannot live without chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is nothing but liquefied sunshine. It's like a blood, and even chlorophyll is very similar to human blood, and we need lots of greens every day. Greens have so many qualities in them that are absolutely necessary, anything from antioxidants to very easy assimilated proteins, the abundance of nutrients and micronutrients, and especially wild greens, they're even richer than cultivated because wild have trace minerals in abundance and more antioxidants. So greens is really the most important part of our diet. And when first I learned that greens are important, I didn't know how to consume them. I tried to force myself to eat them, and I couldn't because I was just feeling nauseous. I couldn't do more than three little pieces. I couldn't swallow them. And then after different trials, I came up with the idea of blending greens with fruit and water, came up with the idea of green smoothie, which is so easy to consume. Who would ever guess that such a fragile, gentle taste and flavor of fruit will completely dominate the strong flavor of chlorophyll that for many people is just causing nausea. And so because it's also blended, and then the body could easily digest it. And so in a form of smoothie, it's easy, it's palatable, it's the most nutritious, it's fast. For example, it's beneficial to drink green juice, but it takes an hour to make a quart or a couple quarts of green juice. And lots of waste. It's very expensive. To make one quart of green smoothie takes under 3 minutes, including cleaning. So it's realistic. People could do it, and it's so tasty. I've been trying it on strangers, on children, on people in nursing home, and even on UPS couriers. Everybody loves it. So I think this is like a bridge back to the health.
I totally agree with you, and if I may just take a minute to share my experience of this, Victoria, because I was given your book, A Green for Life, and I began reading it one evening, and I couldn't put it down. I read it from front to end, and it was well after midnight by the time I finished reading it. Then the next day I went out and bought all the organic greens I could find, and I began making green smoothies. Within 4 days, I felt a huge difference in how I felt. And prior to this, I was eating a vegetarian, a healthy diet with quite a few raw foods. But it was the green smoothie that changed everything for me. And do you find that other people say the same thing?
Yes. People love it, and they instantly want to buy a blender and start making it, and they take it to their work, they share it with people. And I even have several teachers who who showed it to the students in the class, who said, "What is that weird green stuff you're drinking there?" And teachers shared pieces, just small amounts. Children loved it. Students of high school loved it. Recently, I was teaching a class in front of 200 children in Bratislava, high school students, and I made them all a small sample, and they all tasted it, maybe except of two students who just were behaving as typical teenagers, I would say. But the rest of them tried it, and they all were surprised by how delicious green smoothie is. Yeah, people love it.
Yeah, and the beauty of them is that the body absorbs the nutrients very rapidly from green smoothies. There's no problem in the bioavailability of the nutrients, is there?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the best way of getting your daily nutrients in one hit.
I think so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, look.
I even know one man, his name is Clint Manick, who lived on green smoothies alone, just green smoothies on themselves, for one whole year, just as an experiment. I didn't ask him to do this. He told me about this. He lived on green smoothies for 1 year. That is proof that green smoothies are almost complete food.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're tasty, and there's no shortage of ways of making them either. So I believe also, Victoria, you know, you're the one who created the green smoothie revolution, because your work is something that's revolutionized the raw food lifestyle. But I believe you do undertake a lot of research into the nutritional value of greens. So can you explain why it is that greens are such a radically important part of our diet?
There are many, many, many sides to that. First of all, there is no even one creature in this world who doesn't rely on greens in their survival, including polar bears who eat kelp and moss and plankton, and even our dogs and cats eat grass. Everybody, humans are not exception. Secondly, we don't even know everything that greens have. And, for example, we were thinking that the main source of protein is animal protein, animal source. And because greens were erroneously placed in the category of vegetables, they were equal to carrots and beets. Carrots and beets are not really rich in protein. They're percentage of protein there is like 3%, 4%. Greens were not even listed. In 2004, they were not listed in by USDA.gov. And now they are listed, and we could see that up to 40% content of greens is protein, essential amino acids. So in other words, if you take 6 cups of green smoothie per day, you satisfy about 98-99% of your protein needs per day, according to United States government research. And there's lots of research. And we are only the seventh generation of humans who do not consume greens regularly. Because until 180 years ago, humans were eating greens on a regular basis. It's at the time of Industrial Revolution when we invented mills with the metal grinders that began to produce huge amounts of white flour, and then when English chemists invented the process of refining sugar, and when the first French chef came up with the process of canning, when they started to do canned food. It was all happening at the same time, 108 years ago, when in amount of several years, the entire industrialized world switched from eating wholesome, natural, predominantly plant food into eating predominantly processed food. And at the same time, coincidentally, people started to develop more and more illnesses, not only illnesses from deficiencies such as scurvy, beriberi, pellagra, and rickets, but also degenerative diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, arthritis, and others. And so now we are rediscovering this all, and the green smoothie is the bridge for all the people back to good health for all of us. It's opportunity, and that's why it's so great. It's easy, it's palatable, it's nutritious, and it's fast.
Well, you have covered a lot just in answering that question, and you mentioned deficiency, and the other one was toxicity, which of course leads to illnesses. So you really believe that it's our lifestyle in terms of changing our diet that is creating illness due to deficiency and toxicity, is that
yes.
right?
Yes. When we stripped our food of natural ingredients, we created deficiency. And at that time, doctors, medical doctors, they did not associate that with food. They thought there was maybe some infection. They were thinking that scurvy was infection. They were treating scurvy with chemicals. The chemistry was also developing very, very rapidly 180 years ago. So they were treating scurvy. You know, scurvy is the lack of vitamin C in the body. They were treating it by bleeding and prescribing mercury, sulfur, and purging. That's according to the textbooks that I was able to find in the libraries. So they were treating scurvy by bleeding and mercury. And by that, treating diseases like that, they caused enormous toxicity in humans. And toxicity caused degenerative illnesses. So toxicity and deficiency. And also, we add so many different food enhancers and all kinds of preservatives to our food. Look at today's supermarket. The food is not staying, most of the food is not in the refrigerator. Try to put anything together and put it on your table, on your counter, and see how quickly it will spoil. So it has to have some chemicals that will kill bacteria in it. But these chemicals eventually don't kill bacteria, they kill us. We have to make them stronger and stronger because bacteria mutates very fast. And in 1 month, bacteria completely changes itself and adapts to chemicals, so it has to become made stronger. But human body only changed seven times since 108 years ago, so we don't really adapt that fast. And so we suffer from this toxicity. It accumulates in our body, in our liver, in other organs. And right now, we, with a group of doctors here in Oregon, we are researching a group of seven people who have illnesses, that we place them on a diet and exercise regimen, and we observing, they are volunteers, we're observing how they improve in their health. And it also includes coffee enemas and colonics and other detoxing. So we detox them from toxicity and we nourish them for their nutritional deficiencies. And they are recovering from the horrible illnesses that doctors told them they couldn't be cured. So yes, it's deficiency in nutrition and deficiency and toxicity are the main causes of disease, no matter how it's called.
That's great. Victoria, we'll be back after the break, so please tune in for the last segment. Welcome back to this last segment of today's show, and my guest today is Victoria Butenko, who is the author of many books and, of course, the Green for Life book, which I absolutely think is wonderful. But just prior to the break, Victoria, you were talking about some study that you're doing at the moment, and I know that you can't talk about the results so far, but how are you finding that this study is going?
I think it's going phenomenal. We have a group of seven people who've been told by their doctors that their diseases are incurable, and just the only thing they have solution is just take painkillers and medication like that. And they are, it's only 2 weeks since they started, and they're already losing weight, and the blood sugar goes down, blood pressure goes down and the pain goes away. They're already feeling a lot better. They're detoxing, and the two first weeks were probably the most difficult. So it's going to be until the September 28th And we have several doctors who are watching them, and we videotape it. And so as in the end, we will have a big, elaborate, very, very detailed report about how it could be done. And they're doing it at home. They're not in any hospital. I think it's very important. I receive so many emails. I receive about 85 emails per hour that I cannot even read them all. And so that's maybe why your email was lost, because we receive so many emails, we have to delete them before computer crashes. And so I was thinking, how can I reach so many people that and give them the message without even talking on the phone? So, and the best thing is just to make a really detailed DVD, film, a documentary where people will watch and they will hear it from others, not from me, from people who participate, just a regular, normal people. Not nutritionists or doctors, and this is also going to be like a pilot study because we record everything. We do blood tests, urine tests, and screenings, and it's amazing.
I can believe that. So I take it that when you have completed this, this survey or this study with these people, you're going to be reporting it on your website, www.royalfamily.com, but will you also be making it available as a DVD?
I will shout about this so loud that you will hear over there.
Okay, for listeners who don't know, Victoria is in the state of Oregon, and I'm here in New York State, so we're on opposite sides of the country. Yes.
Yes. We already foresee great results and new discoveries that we didn't know about before. And it's going to be amazing. I am so excited. This, my research will give a hope to many people who are struggling with weight because we found that there's a missing thing that many people don't know about that makes it so much easier, that solves the mystery why people become overweight and they cannot get it off. So, but I cannot really say until we finish. So,
I'll be looking forward to reading about your study, believe you me.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that's obviously happening in this study is that individuals who are on your study are reducing and minimizing the toxicity levels in their body. But can you give listeners some suggestions for how they can best do a cleansing to do the same? You know, is there a simple way or is there an easy way that individuals can incorporate into their lifestyle to clear some of those heavy toxins from their body?
Well, the most effective way of cleansing body, I think, is the same that Gerson Institute has been using for 80 years, which is, I'm talking about coffee enemas. And you can find online many places where you will get detailed instructions how it's done. And for many years, I did not understand how it works, and I was totally against it because I was thinking, oh, coffee is so toxic, how can you put it? But now when I understand that actually it opens liver ducts, then I understand that it's much much softer cleanse than any drinking oil with lemon juice or anything like that. And also, green smoothie is the perfect cleanse and nourishing drink because it has fiber, and fiber is a magic sponge. Under microscope, fiber looks like a sponge, and that's what we use to clean our counter, our kitchen, our whatever dirty places we have because it absorbs the dirt, it absorbs the toxins. So the fiber in our body, it absorbs the toxins. Most people don't consume enough fiber. 6 cups of green smoothie contain about 50 grams of fiber. This is almost twice as much as is recommended by medical doctors, by nutritionists. So I think that green smoothie is both nourishing and cleansing, and by just adding 1 quart to your existing diet every day, you will bring your health to a miraculous condition.
Actually, if I can just share a quick personal story on this one, because I remember when I started doing the green smoothies, and I had always been a keen advocate of doing liver cleanses and so forth, but I found within the first 2 months of drinking green smoothies daily that my body just went into instantaneous cleansing and detoxing.
Uh-huh.
And I would go through stages, and I wouldn't feel too well.
Well, and that's what happens to most people. I have 7-day green smoothie retreats 2 or 3 times a year, and everybody. We have 40 people, and on day two, everybody develops headache, begins to sweat, all kind of cramps, in muscle cramps, and some even have fever. And then on Wednesday, it all stops. As soon as people take an enema, it goes away, it eases, and then by Thursday, everybody says, I feel like I'm flying. I didn't know I could feel that good. They begin to feel lighter, younger, more energetic, they sleep better, they just feel younger, like 10 years younger at least.
Mm-hmm. I can believe it. And I also believe, Victoria, that you also recommend that children consume green smoothies as part of their regular diet. Now, why is that? Why should young children also include this on a daily basis?
Not only they benefit from it, but it creates a good pattern for them. This is called an imprint. If you've seen the documentary March on Penguins, you've noticed how the first life imprints leave this impression on the brain that stays all life, and we cannot really dig them out or cut them out. So the first impression is your mother, your father, mother's sound, mother's voice, and also the amount, the taste of the first food, solid food after mother's breast milk, the color, the texture, and when you introduce green smoothie as early as 6 months old to a child, first a teaspoon, then two teaspoons, then a little bit more, and then as much as they want by the 9 months of age, usually they love it. It will ensure that they will love good, healthy food till the rest of their life.
I love that. Victoria, I hate to say this. We're so close to, you know, finishing off for the day, but I want to thank you for being my guest. And once more, could you please share your contact details with the listeners?
It's rawfamily.com. We Raw Family.
.com. Thank you so much, Victoria. And everybody, until next week, be well and be happy.
Thank you for joining us this week for Intuitive Healing with your host, Benti Hansen.